Only Fools and Horses, the musical, runs from Monday, June 30th to Saturday, July 5th. And one of the stars, the main star of the show, playing Grandad, is legendary comedian Paul Whitehouse. He's joining us on the line.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Dee.
Oh, what a pleasure! What a pleasure to talk to you. All the better for talking to you. This is lovely.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, seriously.
That's very kind. I've just done some exercise, so I might just sort of nod off halfway through, all right? But it's no reflection on you. It's just I'm very old now.
What have you done?
Exercise.
Yeah, but what,
have you heard of it?
Not really, but specifically what exercise?
Oh, a yoga man. Are you a yoga man?
No. It's a bit more extreme. Split squats, press ups.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is that preparing for life on the road with touring this show or what? Or is that just normal life?
You know what? It is actually, Dee, to be honest. Because I am very old now. And to do a tour, you've got to be, you've got to be reasonably fit because if only to, put the youngsters to shame. Because most of the cast on Only Fools that I'm with, they're barely out of their 30s, So they're always doing press-ups and dancing in weird ways. So I've got to be able to drop down occasionally and go do a sort of 5 old man press-ups just to keep them on their toes.
And you are a living legend and, you know this. Does a role like this make you feel uber old or are you just proud to have been around in the time Only Fools and Horses was on TV, which is more than we can say for the cast by the sounds of it?
Well, I know. To be honest, Dee, it sounds like a cliche, but I do genuinely mean it is a... It's a privilege to play those characters. I've done loads of characters of my own with Harry Enfield and on the Fast Show, but there's something quite nice. It's almost like a nice pair of shoes. It's like I slip back into them when I get to do Only Fools and do Grandad, and I do a little cameo as Uncle Albert sometimes.
Oh, cool. Oh, we wondered about that.
Yeah, it was kind of because I've read David Jason's autobiography and he talks about the devastation in the show when Leonard Pierce sadly passed away, who played the original Grandad. And then I was wondering because, for a certain generation, obviously I remember both, but Uncle Albert was such a huge part of the show who kind of replaced that character.
So well done, wasn't it? Yeah.
We were wondering, did you dip between the two and how?
Yeah, well, but for me, sort of Grandad was a more sympathetic character. And if you think about it, really, in Only Fools, most of the characters are quite brash, aren't they? Boycie, Marlene, Del himself. So Grandad was a quite sympathetic character, really. And maybe Leonard Pierce was quite a sort of sympathetic person himself. I don't know. There was a vulnerability about him, and there's not very many vulnerable people in Only Fools. And so I loved playing. Me and Kathy Burke always used to say that he was our favourite. But, as the series progressed, of course, Uncle Albert became probably even more popular, really. I know people to me afterwards and said, oh, no, but you should have done more Uncle Albert. And I'm like, no, I like doing Grandad, thank you.
It's taken every fibre of my being not to say right now to you, Paul, do you find the character suits you, sir? I'm sorry, I just had to say it.
Well, I've been doing them for a long time. It's almost as long as the Fast Show characters, really. I've been doing sort of off and on Only Fools for about 6 years now. So, and David Jason did come to see us in Hammersmith, and we had Vinnie Jones in as our sort of pantomime villain, Danny Driscoll. And he was very kind, David, but he's a very good actor, of course. So who knows?
I would probably feel more intimidated about David Jason looking at you than Vinnie Jones being beside you.
Yeah.
It was quite funny watching him go out on the first couple of nights and he was trembling. He was terrified. But of course, by about day four, he's milking it out there. We had to try and haul him. Get off, Vinnie. You have delighted us for too long.
You've co-written the lyrics and the music, but can we still expect those killer one-liners and killer retorts from Del Boy and all those brilliant names, Dozy Old Twonk and all that on the stage?
Oh, absolutely, Dee. Trigger is played by a guy called Lee Van Gleen in our show, and he is sublime. He's got it down to a T. So we get all Trigger's best one-liners. We get all Del Boy's best one-liners. Obviously, Boycie and Marlene.
They're iconic, every single one of them, aren't they?
I know, that's the thing. It's such a celebration. And all we do is celebrate the best moments of Only Fools. And if we can't recreate them on stage, we reference them. Even the van shows up, gets a bigger cheer than me.
I'd imagine people will be asking you about your time in Ireland. Will there be any fishing that's not for the cameras taking part, or is that just for the show?
Well, my mate Richie, who fishes on Corrib and takes people out on Corrib.
Mm. We got married. Not me and Nobby, myself and my husband got married near there, yeah.
That's our future lifestyle.
yeah.
The things they make us do in this place.
I'll be a celebrant, yeah? We'll do it on a boat on Corrib. He's trying to lure me out for a few hours, and if I can, I will. I'd love to, you know, get a little fishing while I'm in Dublin, yeah.
And do you find as well, I mean, what I love about the show is, in Gone Fishing, it kind of shows you the side of just two mates talking about stuff, and lads are kind of famous for not talking. So do people come up and say, you guys have helped me open up to my mate Jim, or whatever?
Yes, they do, actually, and it's a bit of a surprise, to be honest, Mark, because Bob and I are not particularly sort of touchy-feely, open, sort of, but we had to talk about heart disease, yeah. And I think the strength of Gone Fishing is that it came out of real life. You know, we were going fishing together, and we were talking about recovery from heart disease, especially Bob. It was essential, really, that we talked about those things. I don't think the show would work without the heart disease element, and that obviously feeds into talking and discussing, you know, how we're recovering and how we're feeling.
It's such a pleasure to watch because it's so natural and because you're just being yourselves. Although I do think you missed a trick not calling it the slow show. And I hope that gets a laugh when you make the fishing joke in Only Fools and Horses, the musical.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got Ted trying to sabotage it, you know, but apart from that, yeah, it's very much the slow show. I always say it, like, sometimes I watch an edit back and we have to, like, make our notes and I'll go, can we have less of us talking and just a tree?
the
less we do in it, the better, I think. It's ironic, Dee, that we've gone from, you know, very fast, you know, in our earlier career. Bob as well, you know.
Mellow.
It's life.
Right, well, Only Fools and Horses, the musical, 1 week only, so don't mess around. Borgosh Energy Theatre, 30th of June onwards, and you'll get to see some comedy legends. I mean, come on.
Exactly. Such a pleasure, Paul. Can't wait to see you on stage.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed it today. Brilliant.